This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Oh, it helps me with the volume on, right? I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Is it really that hot? Wow. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, engage, get involved, pay attention, write me notes. Xander Gibbs is going to join us after the break. Always have a good time when he's on with me. He will always has some enlightening words, doesn't he? He was the one who originally used to get on my case all the time for not painting with such a broad brush. I'm an artist. I'll paint any way I want to. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, today's been a Rosenstein day, hasn't it? All day long. And it started off with Rosenstein. It was suggested that he was to secretly record Donald Trump, or the president, and then discuss implementing the 25th Amendment. So Deputy Attorney Rod Rosenstein suggested last year that he secretly record President Trump in the White House to expose the chaos consuming the administration. Now, he discussed recruiting cabinet members to include the 25th Amendment to remove Mr. Trump from office for being unfit. Yeah. There would have been a revolt like we haven't seen since the Revolution. Mr. Rosenstein made these suggestions in the spring of 2017 when Mr. Trump's firing of James Comey, FBI director, plunged the White House into turmoil. I think... This was the first time that President Trump was blindsided. I really do. This is the first time, remember, that he thought he was supposed to be able to trust some staff. And you think with the DOJ, be totally trustworthy people. And this was the first time that he was blindsided. Think about it. I mean, Rosenstein wrote the piece, or wrote the memo, that he should fire Comey. And then when Trump did that... Rosenstein comes back later on and thinks, I didn't know I was writing a memo to fire the man. I thought I was just telling the president what he should do or what it looks like he should do. So he tried to walk it back while seeming to be loyal to the president. So the president divulged classified intelligence to the Russians, he says. In the Oval Office, the revelations emerged that Mr. Trump had asked Mr. Comey to pledge loyalty to end the investigation. Now, see, I don't see it that way, because everything I've read on it, even Comey himself, when he was asked, did you take that to mean that he wanted you to do special favors for, Lynch? I'm not Lynch. Trying to get rid of him, right? Flynn? And even Comey said no. No, I don't believe that's what it was at all. But the Dems won't let it go. It has to be. That is exactly what it has to be. Just ask them to tell you. So this report came out of the New York Times? Right, they were the ones that were reporting this. Comey has since come out with a scathing memo today saying none of that is true. And he ripped the Times for posting it. Or putting it up, if you would. So he's challenging that story in the New York Times that he ever discussed recording President Trump last year. Called it inaccurate, factually incorrect. Right? And he also said that there was no bias to invoke the 25th Amendment after the Times reported that there was. See, I find this kind of hard to believe. Because not that I believe that there's this big underworld of a dark state. Now, plenty of people have different ideas as to what that means. The dark state thing. What's that? Deep state, dark state, what the heck? Still some other state. State of delusion for those people. But when you think about it, Rosenstein and others who are refusing to do what the president told them to do, refusing to carry out their jobs, and as we saw the other day, there are people working in the DOJ that are working to undermine the president, openly admit that they're doing that. And Sessions doesn't jump all over it. Then you know that I would call them elitists. I would call them political or whatever you want to call them, elitists, who think that they know more, they're better than, and what they're doing is right, no matter what the president wants, no matter what the Constitution says. None of that means, truly, none of that means anything to them. So Time Story is inaccurate and factually incorrect, Rosenstein said, and I'm not going to comment on it further anymore. Why wouldn't he ask for an FBI investigation? Doesn't that mean he's guilty? That's what they were saying the other day. If you don't ask for the FBI investigation, if you don't ask the FBI to clear it up, then you're guilty. The newspaper reported that Rosenstein proposed secretly recording the conversations. Why? Why would he do that? Not quite knowing exactly how things are going to shake out yet. Look, I'm just throwing stuff out at you. I'm not saying I believe any of it. Right? In the memo that Rosenstein wrote to Trump about Comey and Comey's firing, he was taken off guard by it. Now, the Times says that when we finally get to read these memos, when we get all this information, you're going to see that this is exactly what Rosenstein wanted to do, and this is according to Andrew McCabe. Anyhow, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We got Xander Gibb, I think, joining us after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chick,
chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky. See, it's your time to get away with saying chicky, right? I'm Joe Mathieu, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. You know, we should get rid of that lead-in because I've grown to dislike. How's that? I've come to really dislike John Kerry. Seriously, and it's too bad because some of his roles were pretty good. He's a very talented guy when it comes to impressions and that kind of stuff. But man, he didn't just go off the deep end. He like dove in with cement shoes on. That's how deep he is in. Anyway, I am Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But what's more of a pleasure to have is Xander Gibbon with us. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
I hear you're having a heat wave where you're at.
No, it's like so cold. I've got like 5 pairs of socks on. I have a fleece on because I you know, you can't say brand names on the show. And gloves, you know, three pairs of woolly gloves and a little hat. I'll take a picture during the next.
No, break. That's okay. All right. So don't you have like a fireplace there that you can?
It's modern. I have central heating.
Well, then why do you have all that stuff on?
Because I haven't got the central heating on.
God, you guys. Okay, never mind. I am Joe Messina, your host. We've got a lunatic on the line with me. But anyhow, no, it's really funny. I get a kick out of some people. My mother's one of those that, you know, she doesn't care if it gets to 932,000 degrees. I am not turning that air conditioner on. It's not good for you. It's bad for the way. It's like, come on, really? And you don't think that, like, heat stroke is just as bad? I mean, seriously? Anyway.
Yeah, I'd rather it be too hot than too cold. But yeah. there's no happy medium, is there, yeah. really?
Well, no. Let me see. What could you talk about from across the pond? Have you heard about this Kavanaugh thing going on over here?
Yeah, a little. but it's really funny because I had a similar experience 35 years ago, and it came back to me in a counseling session with my shrink the other day. I've been seeing my shrink for 25 years, and I'm not getting any smaller. But you know, there I was 35 years ago at a party, and Diane Feinstein was, you know, touching me inappropriately. What? And I think I need to talk about this next time she's running for election, you know, just to kind of, you know, redress some balance there.
We won't release it until, you know, 2 days before we go for vote, though. You
no,
know,
exactly.
Make sure retirement's just right. Now, listen, neither one of us are making fun of anybody. I mean, if you've been sexually assaulted, that you're wrong, people should pay for that. I get it.
Yeah.
All right? But this, the timing... everything going on with this just has a very bad cheese odor, right? Doesn't it?
It absolutely does, and I think you're totally right, Joe. It's imperative to point out that we don't want to decry anybody that has actually experienced these things. But the thing that bothers me about all of this and about the Me Too movement and things like that is that it's just so darn selective. And the thing is that if you're a Republican or a Democrat, whether you're a senator or the president or whoever you might be, if you've done these kinds of things, then you need to be brought to task. But it's not enough for just for someone to say it. But I have to throw this into the ring, Joe, and that's to say, how come the Me Too movement has not moved in on people like Bill Clinton? Is it because he's a Democrat?
No, because he's beloved, man. Don't you know that?
Mm. So it's okay to rape women, and if you're beloved, but if you're not, then you know it's not acceptable.
It's so sad. It's pathetic. This whole mindset that they, you know, look at Keith Ellison. Now you've been keeping up on this too, right?
Remember, I have indeed.
And he gets a walk, and you know why he gets a walk on this? You ready for this one? It's because he's already fessed up to that it was the wrong thing to do, which is a line of stuff. Because when you read the articles, when you read what he's actually talked about, he hasn't agreed to anything. He hasn't
No.
said it all, right?
No. And in a court of law, if you can't say that as a defense. Well, you know, I did beat my girlfriend to a bloody pulp, but, you know, I fessed up to it. So,
yeah.
You know, I should be allowed to walk, you know?
Yeah. And I can see the ways of my error now, Your Honor. And I promise not to let
And
it
I will never do it again. And
there
please vote for me in the oncoming election, where the rest of my Democrat friends will be, hiding their misdemeanors, too. Because, you know, I really don't, you know, it's not a, you know, all these things, you know, any kind of assault, it's not a partisan issue. And if people could come up with evidence, regardless of the party affiliation, I think that it should be looked at. But the timing of this with Dr. Ford, as we've got to call her, the timing of this just seems a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Convenient.
Suspect.
It's very convenient.
How about suspect? Are you good with suspect? Because I am.
Yeah, I'm definitely good with suspect. Because the thing is that you can't unring this bell now for that
no.
guy. And the thing is, I think that if this happened 35 years ago, why did she, you know, the president tweeted the other day, about why did she not go to the FBI 35 years ago? And I see the point, and I do see that as well, that the women are afraid to kind of, you know, go to the authorities about things. I totally get that. But this woman has been an activist for, you know, all of her life.
Yeah.
She has a finger in every left-wing pie that's out there, if I'm still allowed to use that phrase. And so you can't tell me that a woman of this ilk was afraid to go to the authorities, because, you know, Brett Kavanaugh was not a judge back then, was he? I don't think.
No.
I think he was in college. So,
listen,
you know, you can't say you're afraid of another college student.
But here's the thing. 1982. I want you, you're a cop, and you're putting all this together, and you're trying to figure out how to, you know, you're going to present this, and you're putting this all together, and you have to say to yourself, okay, 1982, something may or may not have happened with another two or four teenagers at the party that she doesn't quite remember. She can't remember whose house the party was at, where the party was at, who held the party. She does remember she was drinking. That she does remember. Okay? Hear nothing. 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, all the way up. You get all the way up to 2002. She still says nothing. Right? 2003, George W. Bush nominates Kavanaugh to the United States Court of Appeals in D.C. Nothing. She still says nothing. You see where I'm going with this?
I totally do.
And it doesn't stop.
No, it doesn't. And then the left, you know, the feminists on the left feign this disgust and say, how dare you not believe this person? I got two words for you, feminists on the left. And that's Juanita Broderick.
One of many. You're only using one name. I mean, think about that.
I have the whole list. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we can.
The whole list.
And again, on top of that, she can't keep her story straight, even of what she remembers. All right, we got to go for a break. You know what that sounds like. I'm Joe Messina, your host of The Real Side on GCN Live. Xander will be with us on the other side of the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein calls a New York Times story inaccurate and factually incorrect. The story accuses him last year of secretly suggesting he record President Trump to expose chaos in the White House and enlist cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. The president signs a historic multi-billion-dollar Veterans Affairs spending bill in Las Vegas.
One more promise that the Trump administration is keeping.
A long line of women who either dated Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh in high school or hung out with him are standing by him.
More than five dozen of us, the girls who were his closest friends in high school and hung out with him virtually every weekend, had no choice but to stand up and say, that's not the Brett I know.
Negotiations are underway for Christine Blasey Ford, the college professor who accuses Kavanaugh, to tell her story to the Senate Judiciary Committee next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I always appreciate when you go up to the website, give me your email address. I want to be able to send you an email every week, let you know who's going to be on the show and kind of things we're going to be discussing, topics, and you can help support some of our sponsors. I just really appreciate you, and I really appreciate the time you spend with us. Speaking of appreciating somebody, Xander Gibb is on the show with us every week, and I know how much he appreciates me. I beat you to it that time.
Yep, yeah, no, it's your wife I appreciate, Joe. Sorry.
Of course. Oh, always. Of course. I get the truly short end of the stick. So,
see, I'm probably the only guy who can actually sit here and say, you know, I love your wife more than I love you, then you're not going to want to kill me.
No. Let's just put it this way. I'm not concerned.
Good. You shouldn't be.
There you go. But I do have some potential candidates for you here, because I don't know if you saw this, but they put out pictures of Brett Kavanaugh in high school, his yearbook picture. And then they have a picture right next to him of the same guy in his high school, and the guy's name is Chris Garrett. Remember? Yeah, I showed you this, Tammy. And they look like twins almost.
Seriously. Right.
With a little bit of a dip in the hairline, but that's it. And if she can't even remember, Professor Ford can't remember who was in the room with her. Remember, the first witness that she said was in the room, he was like, what are you, crazy? I don't remember any of that. I wasn't in that room with you. So that witness got flushed. The second witness wasn't quite a witness. She just heard what might have happened a couple days later after Professor Ford said she's told nobody about it. So right there, the whole base falls apart, right?
Yeah. You know who was there, don't you? David Hogg. He was there, for sure.
No, you know the one you missed? What's his name? Brian, the newscaster. What's his name?
Yeah, Brian Williams. Brian Williams. And
Brian
Andrew
Williams.
Cooper was there, too.
Yeah.
But the water was much lower than specified in statement.
Oh, God.
These people are, they're just such fodder for comedy. I mean, it really, the left right now is just like, you know, a comedian's dream.
But, Sander, at some point in time, I don't care how ignorant you are, how many of your brain cells aren't working, at some point somebody's going to be standing there going, look at, we have already done this like 62 yeah. times, and they've made fun of us 61 of the 62 times. We really want to do this again?
Yeah, I just think it's become boring. And even on social media, you know, when people make such rash statements, like one woman was telling me last night that the conservatives want to make change the law to allow child marriage in America. And I'm like, so tell me which conservatives. Give me examples. You see, what they have is they have accusations. They have stuff to blindside us. But they've got no facts. If you ask them for facts, they crumble.
I love this stuff. You know, there was, I got to be careful, but I'm going to say it anyway. There was somebody crying about the fact that kids have to deal with me at school because I'm such a hater. You know what I mean? I hate these particular groups, according to them. And I always get the biggest kick out of it because I thought about something here. They can't point to a single thing, but they're crying because these kids who probably couldn't point to me either, couldn't tell you who I, couldn't pick me out of a crowd of all blacks and Asians, and I'm the only white guy there, wouldn't be able to pick me out. Okay? But somehow I've ruined their lives. But it's that emotional thing, right? You've got somebody up there crying and talking how bad it is, and if you don't know, do you know what I'm saying? This is all the Dems have. This is all they play with, isn't it?
It absolutely is, but I'm a kind of like a mind control person, so I play them at their own game. Like this woman on Twitter the other night was saying stuff to me about I should be running around her yard and I'm sweeping up her leaves, and so I came back and said, oh, from my wheelchair, you're bashing me for being disabled. And this is what they do all of the time. You know, even when stuff isn't mentioned, it's like, oh, you're saying this because I'm a woman. Who mentioned that you're a woman? You know, I didn't even realize you were a woman. It's about deflection, Joe, because if they get us talking about something that's not to do with the topic, I think they think they're winning. I really do.
Oh, they do. They really do. They really believe that the majority of people think like they do, and they just didn't come up. You know, even today when you hear people talking about the election, or not even election, but, you know, President Trump, they go, you know what, he really was, the left always says the same thing, he wasn't elected, he didn't win the popular vote. You go, well, aren't you people about the rule of law? Don't you keep telling him he has to follow the law? Are you the only ones that don't have to follow the law? Because the law is, it's called the Electoral College. That's the law.
Right. So if the Electoral College is so bad, how come it's not bad when it benefits a Democrat? Or am I not allowed to ask that?
Well, in today's environment, even you wouldn't be allowed to ask that. You can't.
Oh, no. Please. I'm electoral college-phobic or demophobic or, you know, I'm just a hater.
Let me see if this is true. Because you always, you always use that the F word that we don't use here in this country. And, here we go.
Which right. F word?
I can't use the word. You what? Referring to gay. The F word's referring to gay. Oh, well, the F word, not the...
What? Oh, it rhymes with maggot, you mean?
Yes, that word. There you
right.
go.
Right, okay. Right, right.
So I was on a show with a man today that was a retired Marine, because there's no such thing as ex-Marines, as I've been told, and he was a gay man. He says, I'm openly gay, and he said, he started talking. He says, you know, I looked up the F word on that interweb thing, right? And he says, it pops up as a tiring or unwelcome task. I don't think I can do that.
Really?
Keep from laughing. Because I'm going, so we used to use that word, and it has a derogatory meaning, apparently. And now if you use that word, it's even worse, because now I'm calling you an unwelcome task.
Well, it's really funny, because there is actually a food in the UK that's made from offal. Like, you know, if you strip a carcass down on an animal and everything that's left that you can't use, they put it together in a food, and I can say this because it's food related, and it's called a faggot. And really? So I'm just so confused. So when you go into a restaurant and they have faggots on the menu, I can't even order. you just, you know, you've got to look and see which country you're in before you you open your mouth.
No, it's funny you should say that, because as you were talking, I said, okay, well, you know, so, because I know there's always going to be somebody that's going to go, see, why do you let him talk like that? I can't believe you put people down like that. Well, it ain't people, because the dictionary says that that word does mean, well, see,
yeah,
even though it says extremely disparaging and offensive, but then it's food. So what are you saying?
It is.
This particular food is extremely disparaging and offensive. Then why cook it? I don't get it. I don't know.
Maybe exactly. Kind of room. I think the point, you know, even you remember the time I was discussing, I can't remember, there was some female conservative and some gay person had been calling her a derogatory name on social media, and she said, how would you feel if I called you this F word? And they banned her for that. And I said, is she not even allowed to allude to the word, to the F word now? And I was banned for even mentioning it as a gay person. This is where we are in society now. I want a list of what I can say. You know, there are TV shows and
shorter.
You say to hand you a list of what you can say.
Oh, it'd be shorter. I mean, it'd be a pamphlet. It wouldn't even be a book.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just now, come across a story. Here's a story about a Washington State University fraternity has been accused of culturally appropriating the Asian American Pacific Islander community after the group wore grass skirts for a charity. Okay? So, you can't, nothing. These people can take nothing. Everything they're looking for the negative in. I just thought it was extremely interesting.
Well, my first question would be, was there food? Because the first thing I want to know about people, you know, I met with a doctor this week who's from Mumbai, and we were talking about the food in Mumbai. That's the first thing I want to know. So I would want to know about, you know, the food that's native to this place, because obviously I love food. So, you know, what Haitian food? Are we not allowed to enrich ourselves anymore? Is that bad?
No, you're so right. That's such a... We've got to talk about this on the other side of the break, because that's such a great way of putting it. Because when you ask somebody about their culture, those lunatics will tell you it's completely correct. And me, I truly want to know how you celebrate the holidays, or if you do, if you don't, what kind of food is different during... Anyway, you hear it. We got to go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Zander joins me, and we'll be talking about cultural appropriation after the break. We'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Okay, so you young folks that are listening, this is rock and roll. Okay? Let's get that squared away now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And let me share in my age deficiency with Xander Gibb, who joins me, as he does every week. And Xander, thanks for being with me. I always have a good time when you're on the show.
Yeah, I'm glad one of us does. I just go for the paycheck. You know that, Joe.
So I got a little. Yes. Well, I don't write the checks in pounds, so I don't know what you're going to do. So here, a couple of quick questions, a couple of off-collar things that people make me crazy with. So I'm told now that the word homosexual is a politically incorrect and actually a derogatory term. However, when somebody perceives me as not liking gay people, I'm homophobic. Can you explain, please? I'm totally lost.
No, I really can't. As an openly gay person, I wouldn't say I'm homosexual.
No.
And if you disagree with me, I wouldn't describe you as homophobic. I think the left has conditioned us for the past 20 years to try and get us to think in certain ways. Even even in the LGBT, ABCDAFG community, they've done that. And what they've done is they've kind of like, they've infiltrated the gay community. And its leadership has just become so commercialized that this is actually part of that commercialization. Because I can sue you if you say words that are not, that I can deem or get other people to deem as homophobic. And that kind of worries me, because what does that do for your average gay person in the street who just wants to live their life and does not want to be so political that they want to sue everybody?
You know, when people get on my case and they say, well, I've heard what you said about gay people, I go, no, actually you haven't. You haven't been listening to what I said. I always say things like, when you see those gay pride parades, all right, I have gay friends. They're not running around with a pink boa and an appendage that's seven times its size it's supposed to be, wrapped around their waist and sticking it in people's faces as they're walking down the side of the parade line. That, to me, is crazy pride, not gay pride, all right?
No.
I mean, and guys like you agree with me, so it's not just me saying it being that old straight white guy, right?
You're straight?
Oh, you didn't know? You didn't tell me?
No,
oh.
No.
That's right.
I mean, 25 years ago, Joe, I used to go to the Pride Parade in London, and it used to be a totally different thing. You know, people would dress up, but, you know, not kind of, you know, with parts of their body hanging out, et cetera, et cetera. It was a family event. And then at the end of it, you know, there were singers, and there would be a fairground ride, and you could get ice cream, and, you know, all of those kinds of things.
It was a family event, right?
Back then. Yeah. But now it's some, like, celebration of sodomy.
But why, though? Why did it go down that road? If it truly started off as an honest and just a way to show the community, who hijacked that?
Do you want an honest answer?
No, lie to me, please. Yes, of course I want an honest answer.
The lesbian dip. You know, it used to be referred to as the gay community, and then the lesbians came along and turned, you know, it used to be the gay community, and then it was the GLT, gay and lesbian community. And then they changed it to the lesbian and gay community. I mean, all of these people in leadership positions in the LGBTQ community are lesbians. You know, they hijacked the movement and turned it into something that it wasn't about. I mean, I'm all for equality. I want everyone to have the same rights. But when
I
you
agree.
Get to the point where you want more rights, that's equity. That's not equality.
I fully agree with you. I think every person should be allowed to live their life the way they want to, what they deem to be the way that that they want to live their life, okay? But the reality is it gets really nuts when you start telling me that I have to live the way you want me to live. I read an article, it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, that said if I haven't been attracted to a gay man, if I haven't been attracted to a transgender, then there's something wrong with me, right? That I've got issues, and I'm going, I don't have issues. My wife and I joke sometimes. I'm like afraid of redheads. There's something about redheaded women that scares me, and I don't know what it is. I don't hate them. I don't dislike them. I don't pass out when I see them. It's just not my thing, right? Does that mean like I'm there's something wrong with me because I don't like redheaded women? Or does this mean this is not my kind, as we used to say?
Well, it's like we're not allowed to have a taste in certain things anymore. But just something that just flashed into my head. Do you remember last year, I think there was a story where a female-to-male transsexual was saying that it was discriminant if they hit on a woman and the woman's not interested because they used to be a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
I mean, it's become so... It's become, you know, if you're not attracted to someone, you're not attracted to someone.
Bingo.
You know, when Leonardo DiCaprio is in town and I knock on his hotel room door and say, hey, baby, and he's like, you know, I'm sorry, Xander, I love you, but I'm heterosexual. Is he allowed to do that, or is he being homophobic?
That's what I mean. This is how crazy this stuff has got. We can't even have honest conversations. We can't have preferences. Everybody's got to think the same way. It just drives me nuts. And then during the break, I got something that you and I were kind of talking about, but I want to bring it up. So apparently now teaching women how not to get raped makes you part of the rape culture. All right. So when my daughter goes off to college, or my daughters go off to college, If I say to them, there are evil, nasty men out there. So when you're at a club or you're doing something, just keep an eye on yourself. Keep an eye on your drink, you know, and that kind of thing. And don't get yourself in situations where something, nobody's there to help you should something happen. That doesn't mean I'm saying to her, you know, you're setting yourself up for rape and then you deserve whatever you get. No, what I said to her is there are animals out there, and that's, I don't have any better name for them. There are animals out there that go out of their way to take advantage of girls like you. And
yeah.
And here's what their list of things are, right? Trivializing sexual assault, sexually explicit jokes, inflating false rape report statistics, gratuitous gendered violence in movies and television, defining manhood as dominant and sexually aggressive, while defining womanhood as submissive and sexually passive. I mean, you've got a whole bunch of stuff on here. All these things make you part of the rape culture. But what's interesting is this is hitting hard today, and the last item on their list is refusing to take rape accusations seriously.
Well, you know, it just jumped into my head, and I meant to say this before, but, you know, in some states with some crimes, there is a statute of limitation.
Right.
And I personally think there needs to be a statute of limitation on rape at a federal level, just simply for the fact that too many people's lives are being destroyed by the fact of so many fake rape accusations. And it's not fair to those accused when it's happening that it's not true. And you know, I get the boy who cried wolf scenario, but don't we need to protect everybody in all of this, Joe?
Oh, yeah,
do we just have to protect?
Look at the Dems coming out saying that Kavanaugh is guilty because the victim or the accuser. Now I'm not going to say the accuser says he's guilty. My God, where, what planet did that work on? Where is the equality in that?
I'm totally dumbfounded, but I think it's all part of this agenda to make us all think in a certain way. And I think the concern is that it's about control, Joe, because who should be able to tell me how I, you know, what vernacular I choose to describe myself or how I choose to deem certain situations or actions. And the concern for me is while they're telling me what to do, why are they telling me to do these things? There is an agenda with all of this.
You know, listen, I get to the point where at first I used to push all that stuff aside and say, no, it's not real, it's not really. But you start looking at it, and every one of these groups, and I even joke, I say everybody has an agenda. Nobody, very, very few people do things just to do things. They have there's an agenda somewhere in that lineup. So,
we know yours, Joe.
Yes, mine is
pizza.
I know. I so much miss East Coast pizza. I got to tell you, buddy. And don't send me pizza, because when it gets here, it doesn't look like pizza anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not even the frozen variety.
No, that's cardboard with ketchup. Who the heck wants
that? But send chocolate. Send chocolate.
Yeah, to you. Hey, we got to get rolling here. You know how it works. Where do people find
you? Absolutely. XanderGibb.com. And every Friday night on The Real Side with
Joe Messina
and his lovely wife, Tammy.
That's, well, yes. You know what? If it wasn't for her, there wouldn't be a show. That's what everybody keeps telling me.
For sure.
I agree with them. I really do agree with them. Anyhow.
For sure.
Hey, put on some more socks. You know, put on another layer of clothing. Believe me. Don't send pictures. Please don't send pictures. Other than that.
Dang, I forgot. You
don't,
too.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, Xander. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me as well, too, when we come back. You know, tonight's just going to, we're just going to deal with tonight like Freaky Friday, really. I got all kinds of crazy stories I want to go through. I got all kinds of crazy things I want you to weigh in on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back on 3 minutes.